Florence Marciszak, welcome to the special memorial tribute show to your friend Dennis Edge.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, Florence. I know that you were close with Dennis and that you did birding with him. Tell me, how did you first meet Dennis? Talk about that, please.
Okay, so I first met Dennis probably about maybe a little over 10 years ago. I live on St. Mark's Place. I'm right down the street from Tompkins Square Park. So I was, you know, I often would pass through the park. And I was probably near the Temperance Fountain. And there's this gentleman, and he's got his camera and a very long lens, and he's pointing it up to the trees. And I'm thinking, what could he possibly be taking a picture of? I mean, all we have are pigeons, sparrows, and starlings around the park, so I thought, and I thought they weren't much of a subject for photography. But there he was, and he was very intent on what he was photographing, and I wanted to talk to him, but I have to say I was a little intimidated, and I didn't want to disturb him either, because he was very intent on what he was photographing. So I don't think I spoke with him that day, but then another day I went through the park, and he was actually showing, he had his pictures, and he was selling them or just displaying them so people could see what he had been photographing. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to introduce myself and, you know, ask him, you know, where, you know, as I was flipping through the pictures, first of all, I thought, where did he take these pictures? Like Costa Rica? I mean, there were beautiful, beautiful birds, warblers, finches, thrushes, raptors. It was just amazing. And he said, no, he took all of these pictures in New York, and most of them in Tompkins Square Park. And I was just floored. I thought, you've got to be kidding me, that all of this, all of these birds are actually landing in this little park. I had no idea that we were right on the migratory pathway, you know, from the north part of New York down to Central America, South America. And I learned all this from Dennis. So, and he was so nice to talk to. And so shortly after that, I went and I bought myself a really good pair of binoculars. I grew up birding in Michigan, but when I moved to New York, I thought, there's nothing to see in New York. I mean, it's, you know, concrete and pigeons and starlings and sparrows, and I had no idea. And he really opened my eyes to this world of beauty that I just, I had no idea was happening on a regular, you know, every spring and fall. Plus, we have raptors that were nesting in near Tompkins Square Park, which I later learned with Dennis and other birders that I started to meet through Dennis. So that was the beginning of my introduction to Dennis. Once I started birding myself, I would see Dennis on a regular basis. I would just be so excited to see him because he would tell me what he had seen in the park that day, and I would tell him what I had seen, and we would just share our stories. And then and quite often I would just see him in the park, and I'd sit with him, and there was just, it was just so peaceful to be with him. He just had such an air of calmness and groundedness. It was spiritual, really, to be around him. And so he was it was somebody that I would regularly see in the park, and just became friends with him over the years.
Florence, I know what you mean. Talk about the book. I know you've recently got a copy of it. How do you appreciate the books, Birds of Tompkins Square Park, Dennis's book?
Oh my God, I'm overjoyed that I was able to get this book, and then I got it, you know, while Dennis was still with us, and he signed my copy. It was the best gift. I love the book. It is such an amazing display of the body of work of all of his photographs throughout the city of New York and Tompkins Square. And it has such wonderful stories. Every page has a story about either the bird or where he saw the bird. And I have a favorite story, the Marble Cemetery Raven and the Hawk. Just a wonderful story about this raven who had been injured and was released into the cemetery of Marble Cemetery, which is located, I think, on East 3rd Street. Anyway, the raven was just hanging out in the cemetery, and this Cooper's hawk flew in and was hanging out near the Raven, and it looked like, I guess Dennis was there witnessing this. It looked like the Cooper's Hawk might start a fight with the Raven, but it didn't. It just landed near the Raven, and they kind of hung out together, and which was very unusual because there's two very strong raptors, the Raven being the larger of the two, and neither one fought with the other, and this became a regular occurrence that the Cooper's Hawk, when it would fly into the cemetery, it would seek out the Raven and perch really close to the Raven, and they became, it looked like buddies, which was just a very unusual occurrence, and he documents this in his book with some great photographs. The photographs are just beautiful.
You know, you can't tell over the radio, but you should see me smiling, Florence. Thank you. Thank you very much for that anecdote, and thank you for your remembrance of Dennis Hedge. We've been speaking with Florence Marchisak on the special tribute to Dennis Hedge on WBAI Radio. Thank you, Florence. We really appreciate your coming on. You take it easy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me.